Hello, my name is Darren Russell, and I'm just your average creative. This episode is going to be a little bit different. I call it Deconstructed. After every interview, I plan on having a little chat with you guys directly, just me and the camera, talking about what I learned from the interview, what I think are the key takeaways, and in the case of this one, talking about what I learned about recording the podcast and what I think I'll do differently and all kinds of stuff like that. And how terrible I am at this. Alright, so let's, without further ado, get stuck into it. The main thing I got from interviewing Rudy was how important it is to just have connections with people. Like, you know, don't burn bridges. Always treat everyone well. Show compassion and empathy. Just, like, simple stuff, but it has catapulted him to where he is by just treating people nicely. It's pretty crazy, but it gave him an opportunity to grow an audience by working with the people at the magazine that he worked for, doing photographic work, and then that opened up the possibility to work with other fashion brands and models, and it sort of just kept rolling, and then it's like another brand, and all because he did a good job, treated people well, and it just grew from there. So you never know when these opportunities are going to strike. So you have to treat everyone the same way as if that's going to happen. And you know, the other thing is not to treat people just because you think you're going to get something out of it, but just because it's the right thing to do. You know, it's one of those things that's kind of funny. And with all this, everything going on right now with the coronavirus, I'm currently in week two of having from home and stuff like that. I was actually sick last week. So kind of a little bit stir crazy, a little unkept, but keeping it together as much as possible right now. One thing I've been really impressed by is when I do get out for essentials like grocery shopping or anything like that, I have been really impressed by how everyone is treating each other, you know? I'm seeing empathy, I'm seeing patience, seeing kindness, you know? It's not like every person for themselves, and it's awesome. And you know, it gets me thinking, people right now that are like the unsung heroes, the grocery worker. Like, you know, you get your frontline services and they're always very important, but just think about it. As a grocery worker, they are on the front line of this thing, potentially being exposed to this, putting their lives on the line to ensure that we have food and other important items for our families and friends. And I don't really hear anyone thanking them or congratulating them or just talking about it in general. They really are the unsung heroes. So shout out to them and everyone else for being such good sports, and just look after yourselves, look after your friends, look after your neighbors. Let's just get through this together in one piece. Now, on the topic of the coronavirus, a lot of people are working from home or, you know, just getting away from people as much as possible. So this little bit of connecting with people is even more important when you're not physically in the same place. Like, you know, it's very important over email and stuff to use appropriate language where it's aggressive, anything like that, and just always be kind and show empathy. It really does come back to help you later. So always be thinking about that. It's important. Alright, another key point I took away from my interview really was you don't have to be creative in all aspects of your life to have a fulfilling and successful life. For Rudy, he likes having a stable job where he gets a paycheck. He doesn't have to have a creative element to it. He mainly works with numbers and logistics at his job. And then he has the creative stuff on the side as like a creative outlet that also brings in some money. It's really important to figure out what works for you. For me, I like to have a variety of creative projects and stuff that I do on the side, but I also like having, being a graphic designer and having that as my main profession. I think it's important that you just suss out like what works for you, because while being a graphic designer has creative elements to it, a lot of the time you do end up doing a lot of the same stuff over and over. So it does have an element to it that's not actually creative, if that makes sense. I think a lot of graphic designers will know what I mean. So I think part of that is having even the opportunity to have multiple revenue streams. So in Rudy's case, he has his full-time job, and then he has the stuff he gets from being an Instagram influencer. So that's something I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I think that's going to open up a lot of potential for me in the future, is having multiple revenue streams and that flexibility that allows you to live the life that you want to live. I think that's really important. And, again, it's not for everyone. So you really need to figure out what is appropriate for your life and the lifestyle that you want to live. And on top of that, you don't need to specialize to be successful. And what is success for you? For me, success means I can do things that I want to do all the time. I don't have to take on every single project that comes my way. I have that flexibility in being able to follow what I am passionate about. And sometimes that means, am I able to go visit my family or see my friends for an important event, like I'm getting married or something like that? Having that flexibility is what success looks like to me. It doesn't have a certain dollar value that comes along with it. And for me, also, I don't need to be the best graphic designer ever. I don't want to be someone that does typography. I don't want to be like a very specific illustrator. Like, I love so many elements of creativity, like writing, drawing, illustration, design, logos, like everything. I like too much, and I feel like I'm on my way to becoming what I think is successful for me, and I haven't specialized. I just think too often people say, oh, you have to niche down, or you have to focus on this, and while that can be important, I think you just got to be true to yourself and just keep working, keep grinding, and you will find the thing that gives you the success you're looking for. That brings me to my next point that I think that I gathered from my interview with Rudy was knowing yourself, figure out what you like, what are you passionate about, and when you're passionate about something, it's so much easier to be motivated to do the work that you need to actually be successful. Being motivated to work out, it makes it easier to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go for that run or go to the gym. you know, stuff like that. And knowing yourself also allows you to know where's your comfort zone? Where do you sort of feel most comfortable? And in knowing yourself, knowing your boundaries, knowing your comfort zone allows you to then go outside of that and to push yourself to achieve things that you didn't even think was possible. And everyone learns differently. You might find, like Rudy did, that you don't like to be taught things directly. You like to self-teach, and you like to do tutorials online. Or you could be like me, where like I think I learn quite well in the classroom, and I like student direction, but I'm also very self-directed in my learning. So I sort of figured out that I learn by doing. So I need to do stuff. Like I just need to take action. Whereas someone else likes to read a lot. Everyone's different, and you got to find out what works for you so that you can be the most successful you can be. And, you know, another thing that some people need, or that opens up a lot of opportunity for some people, just like Rudy, is surround yourself with people that are like creative or that are doing what you want to do. Because in Rudy's case, he got to like act in a music video for one of his friends. You know, that's something that's not going to come up if you don't have other friends doing creative work as well, or whatever else you want to do. Like if you want to get into business, like having people around doing businesses, you'll learn so much from just having them around. So depending on what you're trying to accomplish, having people around doing what you want to be doing will present opportunities just by happenstance being done. So keep that in mind. So what did I learn from my first podcast? Well, first of all, my setup was crazy hard. I had all these different bits and pieces to try and like make it easier to record and get the best quality out of it, but really, the quality didn't end up being super amazing. And it was super challenging. I think I spent like 15, 20 minutes just double checking every single thing. And thankfully, Rudy was very patient with me. But it sort of helped me having a guest that I knew. And it was sort of by accident. My first three guests, it kind of go in this order. It was Rudy, who I work with, that I knew. Then the second person was someone I was introduced to and I had spoken to once before. But really, we hadn't spoken in like 5 years. But it's still kind of a lukewarm-ish introduction. And then my third guest is a complete stranger, never talked to her before. It was off a random email. She thankfully agreed, and it went so well. But it's like, I think that's one thing, in retrospect, looking back, I'm so glad that I sort of ramped my way into interviewing, because, man, I'm rusty. Yeah, I really take a while to warm into the first episode and the recording, and even on this one, the solo podcast. It's just, I'm hoping that I get better and better at this over time so that you don't have to deal with such terrible content all the time. But yeah, so that's one of my focuses, I think, from working on this podcast, is to just improve my sort of my flow and getting warmed up a lot quicker than I especially did in the first few episodes. One thing I technically changed, in my first episode, I recorded using Skype, and just me and this guy. But I moved to recording with Zoom, mainly because when it records, it provides two separate audio channels and the video in good quality and automatically switches between the two guests, which is spot on. It's like, I don't need anything else. And I mainly got that from listening to Andrew Warner of Mixergy, because he explained all that, and I'm like, oh, that's perfect. So I decided to go with that. And I also use Zencaster as like a secondary audio backup. The problem with Zencaster is if you cut off partway through a podcast, there's no backing up. So I had so much technical difficulty on my second podcast. And like, my computer lost battery in one, and I just lost all that audio. But Zoom's really good at not losing that. It just stopped where it was and was like, yep, and was able to export the whole thing. So I was like, whereas I lost that whole episode, and I would have been devastated. So I'm learning what works best for what part of the podcast. And something I would like to do different in the future is buy a microphone. Right now I'm using the microphone built into my Logitech webcam. Better than the basic, but not the most amazing. I'm doing some post-production to improve the audio quality, and that's why it's sort of a little bit all over the place. It's like, sounds different depending on the recording, because I can't produce it exactly the same each time. So that's something I want to improve, because it's a podcast. Audio is pretty important. At this point, I don't want to spend the money, and I'm hoping that over time I can prove that this is something I want to continue doing, and that I can invest the money to sort of improve it, which would be good. One thing that I found when going back through is I missed a pretty good question for Rudy, which was, he did a job for Apple. How did I miss that? He did a gig for Apple, and I just missed that follow-up question. So, you know, I'm gonna chalk that up to nerves, and also I expect that to happen many times. But all I can really do is prepare as much as possible for each interview, and hopefully that's like, I want them to flow, so I don't want it to be super robotic and have lots of different questions, very specific. But at the same time, I want to try and avoid missing like pretty important questions like that one. But yeah, that's life as well, and you just gotta roll with the punches. So I'm not too worried, and I really was happy with the end result of the interview, and I think that's important to you, that you can't get too hung up on things that go wrong, and you just keep working to improve and get better. It's the most important thing. So I think that's it. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this solo podcast, which I'm calling Deconstructed. I hope you enjoyed it, and my take on everything that I feel like is important from the interview before. And if you didn't listen to my interview from before, from 2 weeks ago, make sure you go back and listen to it. It's a great episode with Rudy, and we cover all these topics and more. Yeah, great listen, and you learn a lot. So thanks again for joining me on Just Your Average Creative, and my name is Darren Russell.